Welcome back. Today we're doing something that sounds like a vocal technique, but it's secretly one of the fastest ways to finish drum and bass. Comping. And I mean comping as in, you record a bunch of quick variations, you don't obsess, and then you stitch the best phrases together into a master performance that already feels like an arrangement. This is huge for DNB because the genre lives and dies on momentum, phrasing, and transitions. If your 8 and 16 bar blocks don't evolve, the drop won't feel like a story. It'll feel like a loop. So in this lesson, we're going to capture multiple takes of drums and bass in Ableton Live 12, comp the best moments into a clean 16-bar truth version, consolidate that into building blocks, and then use session view scenes to perform our arrangement into the timeline. Then we'll add the punctuation, impacts, risers, and resampled fills, so it actually feels like a track and not just a grid. Let's go. First, quick setup like a pro. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is fine, but 174 is the happy place for a lot of rolling DNB. Now open the groove pool. Grab something subtle, like MPC 16 Swing 57, and the key move here, don't slab it on everything. Start around 10 to 20% and apply it mostly to hats and percussion. If you groove your kick and snare too much, the whole thing can get wobbly fast, especially once the mix gets dense. Next, create four groups, one for drums, one for bass, one for music, and one for FX or Atmos. Color code them. This sounds like housekeeping, but comping creates visual complexity. Good colors and names make you faster. On your drums group, add a Kalu compressor with a gentle setting, around 2:1 ratio, attack about 3 milliseconds, release on auto, and aim for just 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction. We're not trying to flatten it, we're trying to unify it. Then add drum bus. Drive somewhere in the 5 to 15% zone depending on how raw you want it. Crunch and boom can be subtle. If you use boom, try it around 50 to 60 Hz and keep it modest. If your kick already owns the low end, boom can turn into mud real quick. On your bass group, drop and saturator with soft clip on. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB to start. Add EQ 8 and high pass around 20 to 30 Hz just to remove subsonic nonsense. Optionally, dip a little around 200 to 400 if it starts to feel boxy or cloudy. On the master, just put a limiter for safety while sketching, ceiling at minus 1 dB. This is not mastering. This is just making sure your hype doesn't become clipping. Now we build what I call the performance capture zone. Go to arrangement view and set a loop brace over 16 bars. 16 is perfect because DNB phrases like to speak in 8 and 16. 4 bars can feel too short. 16 gives you room for development. Create your basic building blocks. A kick and snare pattern that's clean and simple, a hat loop with offbeats and some 16th energy, your bass instrument, and optionally a break layer in simpler if you want a jungle adjacent texture. Teacher note here, do not try to design the perfect sound before you record takes. Comping is about momentum and ideas. If you wait for perfect, you'll record one take, hate it, and start scrolling presets for an hour. So keep it playable, keep it inspiring, and move. For a DNB friendly drum idea across 16 bars, think like this. Bars 1 to 8, your main groove, two-step or roller. Bars 9 to 16. Same groove, but add ghost snares and extra hat movement. That's already an arrangement arc inside one loop. Now it's time to farm ideas. This is the heart of comping. Record variations, not perfection. On your drum track, enable arrangement record and just perform changes live. Do 3 to 6 takes. Take 1 might be the straight roller. Take 2, add ghost snares and little kick turns. Take 3, more hats and percussion. Take 4, halftime switch moments or stop-start gaps. And if you're thinking, I'm not finger drumming, great, you don't need to. You can perform by muting and unmuting drum rack chains, tweaking an auto filter cutoff on the hats, or dropping a quick snare rush fill right at the end of 8 bars. The point is motion. After you record, open take lanes on that track in Live 12. Now you can see all the takes stacked. Coaching tip, name takes like you mean it. Seriously, as soon as you finish a pass, rename it or name the resulting clip, something like TRMTK3 Ghosts plus Open Hat. Later, you'll be able to reuse takes for different song sections without re-auditioning everything like a detective. Now do the bass. Loop the same 16 bars and record 4 to 8 takes. Focus on movement takes. Here's what movement means in DNB bass. One take with consistent groove. One with note length changes so some notes are staccato and some are held. One with octave pops, and one with gaps. Silence is energy control. If you never leave space, nothing hits hard because nothing has contrast. Keep your automation performance on the instrument. Filter cutoff, wave eatable position, saturation drive, tiny LFO rate changes, but sparingly. The classic mistake is look, mom, automation, and then your sub is doing gymnastics. Let the mid layer move. Keep the sub stable. If you want a simple stock chain, wave eatable with a sub layer and a mid layer, saturator with soft clip, auto filter for movement, and utility if you need to mono the low end below around 120 Hz. All right, now we comp. This is the fun part. Intake lanes. Audition phrases by listening through and deciding what each phrase does in the arrangement. Not just is it good, but what role is it playing? Think in roles. Driver. The main momentum. Lift. Brighter. Busier. More density. Breather. Space before impact. Signature. The weird fill that becomes your identity. When you comp with roles in mind, you end up with a loop that already tells a story. Use Live 12 comping gesture, click and drag across a section of a take, and it compiles into the main lane. Build an ideal 16-bar loop like this. Bars 1 to 4, clean groove, driver energy. Bars 5 to 8, add hats or ghosts, that's your lift. Bars 9 to 12, a small switch, maybe a bass variation or a drum shadow moment. Bars 13 to 16, a fill and tension that points back to the restart. And here's the mindset. Comp for momentum and phrasing, not micro-perfection. Don't comp every single snare hit from different takes unless you're deliberately sound designing a Frankenstein. Indeed NB. By beats, microscopic editing most of the time. Now, a super important scene prevention mini lesson. Most comps sound jarring because tails don't match. So follow two quick handover rules. 1. Cut on transients for drums. 2. For bass audio, cut on zero crossings. And if a bass note sustains across your edit, pick a strategy, either legato on both sides, meaning it feels continuous, or retrigger on both sides, meaning it feels like a new note. Don't mix them. That's how you get that awkward why did the bass suddenly jump feeling. Once your comp feels good, consolidate. Select the comp 16 bars on each key track and consolidate with CMD or Control plus J. Name these like building blocks. Drums main 16, bass main 16, hats bar 16. Also make small 1 or 2 bar clips like fill E and D2. Then duplicate and create A and B versions. A is minimal and DJ friendly. B is busier and more aggressive. This is huge. DNB needs evolution. And you don't need a whole new sound palette to get it. Often, just changing hat density and bass rhythm makes drop B feel like a new chapter. Now we're going to audition arrangement flow fast using session U. Drag your consolidated clips into scenes. Scene 1. Intro drums only. Scene 2. Intro plus Atmos. Scene 3. Pre-drop build. Scene 4. Drop A. Scene 5. Drop B. Trigger scenes and feel the energy curve. Don't overthink the mix yet. Listen like a DJ. Does it pull forward? Does it breathe? Does it slam when it should? Then record the scene launches into arrangement. Hit record and perform your scene changes. Advanced constraint that makes this sound more professional. Limit yourself to one change per 4 bars, while you do this performance pass. That means you're not yanking faders every beat. You're evolving tastefully like an actual record. Now we add transitions. Because in DNB, transitions are the arrangement. Let's do impacts and sub drops. Create an audio track called impacts. Drop in a hit. A hybrid reverb. A hall. Decay maybe 2 to 4 seconds. Then EQ it. High pass it around 150 to 300 Hz so it doesn't fight your kick and sub. Impacts feel bigger when they don't steal the low end. If you want a sub drop, use operator with a sine around 40 to 55 Hz. Quick pitch envelope downward and a volume fade. Keep it short and intentional. Next, risers and noise. Wave eatable noise or analog noise works great. Automate auto filter with a high pass moving up. And use utility for gain staging so you don't accidentally clip the master right before the drop. That's a classic. Now, the DNB magic trick. Resampled fills. Create a new audio track called Resample Fill. Set the input to resampling. Record 1 to 2 bars of your drums at the end of a phrase. Then chop it. Easy upgrades. Reverse the last snare tail and beat repeat with an interval like 1/8 or 1/16, chance around 20 to 40%. And turn the filter on inside beat repeat so it doesn't get harsh. Add a touch of redux if you want jungle grit. Even better fast method. Take that one bar resample and convert it to simpler in slice mode. Reorder a few slices with MIDI. Don't overdo it. Then put auto filter after it and automate a tiny sweep at the end. Now you've got custom edit energy without spending an hour micro chopping. While you're doing this, make a track called Gold. Any happy accident, any squeal, Any glitch, any fill that makes you smile, drag it into gold immediately. That becomes your transition library for the whole project. Now we tighten groove without killing swing. First, mono sanity. Keep the sub mono. Utility on bass. Width at 0% below about 120 Hz if needed. Second, timing. Only nudge obvious late hits. Don't hard quantize everything. Third, check bass overlaps. Overlapping MIDI notes can cause weird distortion and inconsistent saturation. Clean that up. And for audio edits, use tiny fades to prevent clicks. Ableton's clip fade handles and clip gain are your best friends here. Now, let's map a simple DNB arrangement template so you actually finish something. At 174 BPM, try this. First 16 bars, intro, drums and hats, maybe a filtered bass teaser. Next 16, intro full. Add a bass motif, atmos, small fills. Next 8, build. Remove the kick, do a snare build, riser, tension. Next 32, drop a 16 plus 16 with subtle evolution. Next 16, breakdown or bridge. Add space and reintroduce one element. Next 32, drop b, heavier variation with new fill language. Last 16, outro, DJ-friendly drums, strip bass gradually. As you're arranging, add locators as checkpoints. First hook, first fill, first break, drop peak, last surprise. If one of those is missing, the track often feels flat even if your sound design is great. Common mistakes to avoid while you do all this. 1. Comping too microscopically. You lose vibe. Choose the best phrases. 2. No A and B contrast. DNB needs evolution. 3. Filling every 4 bars. Save the big fills for 8 or 16 bar boundaries so they stay special. 4. Performing the sub too much. Keep it stable. 5. Treating transitions like an afterthought. In this genre, they're the whole game. If you're going darker or heavier, a couple quick upgrades. Use multiband dynamics lightly on the bass bus to pin the low end, not for loudness, for control. Try saturation in stages rather than one giant distortion. A light saturator, then EQ, then roar for mid-aggression, then another EQ. This audio version is shortened for playback.